by proving the $1 million instead of the 555 that they actually think, by proving the million, you're kind of tying that million up, assuring that the million that's in that for 2017, if they're going to have that in case they, and if they don't use it, it's going to be there for 18?
If the commission would, at budget time, if they don't use that million, if the commission decides to allow that as a carryover, then it would be there, you know. It's in the budget now for 17. We know that. If it goes into 18, you know, I had a few projects last year that I had to carry over that they just didn't quite get finished. But of course, that was only like $160,000 or something. But if they got close to that point, or if they come in and wanted to do an amendment on one of these projects to secure that that money would be carried over, that would be their right to do that, you know, to get a security from the commission that that would occur, like Hollister did, you know.
But if they had another item that they were actually wanting to pay for out of this, instead they would have to come before the commission.
Yes, because everything that they're asking for right now that's included in that agreement is outlined specifically in that agreement, is what we see here.
I don't have a problem.
Okay.
Is there just one? Is he? What's the total? What's the name of the whole project?
City Wastewater System Improvements Project.
Okay.
And then that project has these four sub-projects underneath that umbrella.
Move to approve the intergovernmental funding agreement binding between Taney County and the City of Branson for the City Wastewater System Improvements Project.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you, John.
Thank you.
Yep. Thank you, John.
Welcome.
The University of Missouri Extension update.
She's a new specialist in our office.
Hello.
Hi there.
So you can kind of say a little bit.
Yeah. I am the Sandra Smart Weiniger, and I'm the new regional small business consultant for the county through a partnership with a Small Business and Technology Development Center in the University of Missouri Extension. So I am here to support entrepreneurs to help navigate the startup process and also to support established businesses that want to expand. The consulting services that I provide are in all areas of business operations, and there is no charge due to SBA grant partnership and then university grant partnership.
Okay.
So I am in the area to help generate economic impact.
Are you officed out of Forsyth? Are you?
I am down here some. Yes.
Some. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So we're really excited to have her here. She's already helped a lot, and people are already asking for you. And pardon me, you know, when Crystal was here, she was a really good resource for our county. And Sandra works really closely with Crystal, and that's probably helped to get you a jump start in this area. So I'm kind of excited to see all the new unique things that are going to happen in Taney County. In our reaching out reports, which you guys are used to at the very top, you actually have a thank you letter from Nellie about the VITA program. If I remember, it's about 1,800 or 1,900 people that we've completed federal and state income tax forms for them. And I'm even looking at a news release that she included in ours that the economic impact of the VITA programs to the economy of Stone and Taney counties is estimated at over $11.8 million. So a lot of people do appreciate the VITA program, and they come in and they'll ask for secondary programs that a lot of us need. So I'm going to go to a Cambio de Colores conference this week. It's working with Latino populations, and last year I went And someone said, you can't knock on someone's door with their house on fire and say, would you like to join 4-H or would you like a nutrition program? But, you know, first you want to help them put out the fire in their house. And I think the VITA program is one of those programs where they really need it and they can't think about any of the other programs that can be serviced by us or anyone else in the county. But once we help them with that program, then we can start meeting their other needs. So I'm glad that we support that program in this county. You have my reaching out reports. I always include pictures of the kids. And, you know, this is the time of fairs and with us shooting sports competitions. We do a lot of shooting sports. I was out on the range this Saturday working with the kids. This is the first time I've done summer school with the kids, too. And I think starting in the fall, I'm really going to try to work with the schools to incorporate more health sciences into their curriculum and any extracurricular or out-of-school time programs. I've worked with MSU Area Health Education Centers, and we're really talking about how we don't have enough doctors and health professionals here, so we're going to try to work with the kids to get that started. And did you want to go over, you've already gone over yours, or you can?
13 programs offered in the month of May. I'm working with local organizations and lenders to develop a fall series of programs tailored towards small businesses, social media marketing, understanding your financial statements, how to start a business, cybersecurity, different programs like that, providing value to those businesses.
And Barb is still, she's working with the summer schools. She does a really good job of trying to get to all the schools during the school year, but she just can't get to them, so she uses summer school time to go out to schools, I think like Kirbyville and Bradleyville, to make sure that they all get the nutrition education that she teaches. And you'll also see Barb in extension out at the Branson Farmers Market every Tuesday. Will, we still have an agronomy graduate assistant, and he works with Tim Schnockenberg. And you can see what they're dealing with now. I think hay schools are very popular that they're working with, and or they probably completed them since we've been cutting hay. But also Japanese beetle. And Will is very good at helping people in our community with horticulture. So, and we get requests all the time. Just this Friday, I was covering the office, and we had someone ask about hydroponics. So, and then you can see some of our other specialists that aren't housed in Forsyth have added something here, too. But I appreciate it. If you guys have any questions, we're here, or we can get out of your way. Thank you very much, everyone.
All right.
Thank you.
Very nice meeting you.
Thank you.
Nice meeting you. Yep. I guess we'll recess upstairs for executive session, personnel. I don't know what that is.
I don't know what it's for, no.
Pardon?
Do you know what that is?
Shannon said that Jimmy wanted me.
Okay.